Hey, what's up?
Hi.
Good morning. It's a nice Wednesday morning. Hopefully you've had your coffee, you've had your tea, you've gone to the gym, you have exfoliated, whatever you feel like you need to do. Imagine, I'm not policing you. Nothing. Let's just do what we like. I was thinking about a situation that happened a few years back, probably like 2017 or 16, I believe. I had this eyebrow piercing. It looked sexy as fuck, but it was completely trifling to my folks. Not my folks exactly, or necessarily. It was my shush. Shush was not fucking me back. She wasn't. My mom was just easy chilling. She was just like, you know what? I mean, do whatever the fuck you feel like at this point. It's okay. So, I pull up to this club, yeah? I'm supposed to just be there for a few hours. I just want to be there chilling, you know? We walk in, me and probably three shorties or something. We walk in. The car is parked. We walk in. We have our drinks, nini, and then kidogo, I see someone that I know from high school. And let me tell you, the high school I was in, there's a way when you see someone from high school, you just feel like, you know, let's share a table, nini, let's pop bottles. There's a vibe. There's actually a vibe. So I see her and we vibe, we share tables, whatever. I mean, we've known each other for a while and we've met each other a couple of times, yeah? So, it's a good night. All of us are getting along. It's beautiful, beautiful, completely. At some point, when was it? I think it was probably, what time? Maybe two. No, like 2. Yeah, exactly, 2 a.m. Some shorty walks into the club and she charges at my friend shorty that I know from high school. So she charges at her and then she lunges on top of the table, and then she just goes ham like, stop doing this, stop, like, you're dating my man. I'm like, boss, mind you, we just walked in, we didn't even know what the fuck was going on. So, I'm over there, seated with my homies, watching my other friend get jumped, you know? And if you're like me, you wouldn't want to see your friend get jumped, you know? Like, anapigwa too, and you have no idea what's going on, or you don't know why she's being jumped. So, you're bound to just, like, act out. Kidogo, me, I stand up, or my friend stand up, because she, as she's lunging on my friend, her friends join in the fight. So now we become a whole crew. It's like a whole crew trying to fight off the other crew. Hey, we start fighting. Mind you, we're at the club. At the club, shisha bottles are being broken right, left, and center. Booze bottles are being broken. It was hilarious, bruv. Like, if you were watching the fight, it was funny as fuck. Yani ulitoka nyumbani knowing you're going outside, chilling with your homies, not thinking you're about to get into a fight. But now here you are. This is a situation. You have to deal with it. You have to be okay with it because it's already happening. Like, there's no soft landing, nothing. This is what it is. So now we are fighting. Blows, punches, nini, what? People are breaking things. I figured a point. Bouncers for that place were like, listen, you guys are too hot. The heat is too crazy for you guys to be fighting over here. If you want to fight, go to the parking lot. But then the parking lot was really dope. So I'm glad there was a parking lot, because where else? We had to fight this out. Where else are we going to do this? They're like, you can't fight in our premises because, I mean, it's bad business. Tukatoka, vizuri. Everyone carrying their bags, their shorts, their bottles, nini. We figured where our cars were. And now we started punching. Blows upon blows. Shorty, who I was fighting with, I don't even remember how she looked like. She rips off my goddamn eye piercing. Apple eyebrow. She rips it off. She had a septum. Yeah, no, I did. Like, I was... Have you ever... Picture this. It's a whole cow. She's not a cow, but picture a cow. Alafu, you know the way they normally have that septum? Apo katikati. For identification. Imagine just ripping that shit off. That's exactly what I did. Nilishika, nikaingoa. Because you're not gonna do shit to me and I don't do the same shit or worse to you. I'm gonna give you the same energy. Us guys were fighting. So at the end of the thing, some people had broken ribs, others had fucked up septums. Me, I had my whole eyebrow piercing ripped off. Others had black eyes, others had missing reward teeth. It was a fucked up situation. It went from a 2-people fight to probably how many people? Like 30, I think. It was fucked up, but it was amazing. I've never been in a fight like that before, so it got to a point I was just like loving the fact that I'm even over there, because oh shit. And ilifika point, because so many of us had injuries, we were like, Kwanza, first of all, who the fuck are we fighting for? Why are we fighting in the first place? Shorty that we were fighting for, we were like, yo, babe, Shorty, the way Shorty lunged at you, it looks like she feels like she was the main chick and you were the side. So what makes you feel like you are the main chick? I mean, it was a valid question. We've gone to a fight. We've been injured for you. We were literally fighting for your name. For real. So the least you could do for us is explain to us why the fuck we're over here making a mockery of ourselves. If it's what you say it is, then fine. That one, we're not going to take it away from you. If it is what you say it is, then fine. She's like, what do you mean? What are you saying? Are you accusing me of, like, playing you guys? Of course I'm the main chick. I'm like, yo, you say you are, but what's the proof? Like, can you back up that story? Because, babu, some of us have injuries. We have to go to Hosi for this shit. Nigga, some of us don't even have insurance. I'm saying. Hey, guy. She was so mad. Alianza kujaribu kutupiga sisi. We're already injured. Yani, how do you try and whoop the people who've been helping you fight the shorties who've been whooping your ass for the past, like, 1 hour? Like, make it make sense. Guy. So we left over there. We left there with injuries. We left with missing phones, missing teeth. Some people limping. Some people had to go to the ER because we were injured for days. Just because we decided to defend a person who, to be honest, up till now, we don't know whether she was the main chick or the side chick. That's the clown shit that we were on that night. I can't even believe it when I think about it. It's funny. As fuck. Yeah, and that's the story of how I lost my eyebrow piercing. Till that was the last day I had my eyebrow thingy, because it was so ripped to the point it couldn't even be stitched together. It was that bad. Yeah, so I stopped doing that because I realized if I'm about to fight someone, first of all, don't fight a battle that's not yours. Second, think about your piercings and shit. Piercings, tattoos, if you just got a new tattoo, you have no business fighting. Yeah.